Right, Jim, I can sense you're a very angry man over, I think, one incident in the game, in particular the Elgin City penalty.
Disgrace. It's a disgrace. I called it before we came up. It's no surprise to me. And for a game, a good competitive game, between even players who have got so much respect for each other, have ended up having riots at the end of the game that was caused by officials. I'm going to get done. He sent me off for complaining about giving a penalty. It's never a penalty. It's cost my team again. It's not the first time. Probably not be the last. It's only Annan. But it was an absolute disgraceful decision. No doubt I'll have to go and answer to Hampden. But I would like a referee to go and answer it too, because it's an absolute disgraceful decision.
The incident involved an Elgin player who you spoke about the last time you were here.
Done exactly the same thing. He's good at it. Very good player. He doesn't need to do that. But referees don't understand fouls and no fouls. And he called it. I actually spoke about it. Coming up on the bus, I spoke to the Elgin officials this day. And I'll tell you, you couldn't get a bet on it. And I told people it was going to happen. I'm very angry. But whatever you put in the paper, maybe you should put your feelings on the paper, because you know it was never a penalty. You know he conned the referee, and you know the referee cost us the game today.
You feel you would have won the game, obviously, with
that? Well, defending, you're under pressure. You know, and Elgin are a good team. Elgin have got good players, and they're a good team. They don't need help for the referees. That's probably, again, you talk about things, even up, no chance. Penalties have cost us, and you wonder why we get angry as managers and players, because today it borders on the ridiculous. And I'm in trouble, and do you know what? So be it, because you know I'm passionate about the game. I care about my players. They've worked so hard logistically getting here, put so much into the game to get it taken away from them like that. Now, as I said, Elgin are a good team. They don't need an helping hand, but they got one today again, and they got out of jail, and that has potential implications on us, because Elgin and us were fighting for playoffs. Everybody knows what's at stake in the game, and that's why it's probably overspilled at the end. But I'll tell you something, it's an absolute disgrace.
When you talk about the overspill at the end, obviously there was a number of incidents.
Let's just call a spade a spade. Let's everything out in the open. When a player threatens to do somebody, right, and then does it after the game and the whistle's gone, it creates a riot. And that's what he did. Smart horse of dollars, legs like a balloon, because the player told him he's going to do him after a foul. Ridiculous. Players do that. They get uptight. But it's time we start being honest here. And sometimes there's two things wrong with the truth in football. Not enough people speak it, and not enough people can handle it. Well, I'm honest. My heart's in my sleeve, and I'll get absolutely caned for this. But you know what? I don't care. I really don't care. I've had it up to here. My team, week in, week out, decisions and penalties all the time. And it's ridiculous.
Did you get an audience with the referee at all? Did
no, I've started to go in. No, because there's the assistant manager, so we're trying to do official's job to try and protect our players from getting in. The players are upset with each other, of course they are. We're trying to separate it and keep it calm. And all they can say, get in there or I'll put you in the stand. Get in there or I'll report you. You know, we're trying to do their job for them, because players are upset. And again, the whole thing spilled over through a referee's decision.
Can you confirm Matty got a red card there at the end?
I don't know what the referee's done. He sent me Mark McKenzie. This is how honest I am. I just spoke to wee Mark. And I said, Mark, what is it? He said, I don't know. I said, what's he done? One thing I can think is we're breaking away with the ball and all of a sudden we're a chance of a counter-attack, and he stops the game and gives Mark McKenzie a red card. What for? You know, it's reckless. But I don't know what's happened. But to me, two wrongs don't make a right. And as far as I'm concerned, a whole game, good game effort. I thought we deserved the victory. It was a cagey game. We got into a good position, only for it to be taken away from us.
And it could be your whole season, really.
Well, can you write that? Because that's how important decisions are. But it's not the first time it's happened to Annan. And no doubt it will not be the last. And if you look at the record of Elgin at home, to come here is a difficult place. Have a look at the penalties I've had. I'm sorry. You know, it's blatant. It's blatant. And I'll use the word ridiculous rather than another word I want to say. Because I don't believe anybody would do that, potentially. But then again, it's football. Never know.
Thanks for that, Jim.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time.
Oh, anything. Cheers. Thank you.